During the reign of Hezekiah, the nation faced a time of revival and growth and much progression. This ruler was one of the most godly men that ruled over the nation of Israel. But during the 14th year of his reign, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, who was the major power at that time, came and decided to conquer the land. He came with all his threats. Hezekiah then goes to the king and says, "Look, I've done wrong. Turn away from me, and whatever you impose on me, I'll pay it." He then was asked to pay much silver and gold. And he took things from the temple and things that were of use and holiness to God, he gave to Sennacherib. But he wasn't pleased with it all. He comes back a second time. Only this time he sends one of his generals with the same words, "Give me what I want." Isaiah speaks about this. But the king also was told that you're going to trust in Egypt, and Egypt is just a staff and a broken reed. Hezekiah mentions the same words. But then, a little on in his prophecy, he makes mention of this. For we find in chapter 42, he takes those words and he applies them to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes we think that people that don't know God, they just speak words and we cast them aside. I'm sure you can remember long years ago, it was Enoch Powell that said that this land would flow with rivers of blood. He was criticized. We didn't know then what we know now. Think what happened in that train, eh? Blood. There's hardly a week goes by without somebody losing their life or being stabbed with a knife. Rivers of blood? Everyday occurrence, isn't it? Then also, I think it was a chief of police. He said that people that are coming from other lands are going to bring their crimes with them. Sadly, it's happened. We might say they're unsaved, but they're spoken words that are now true. And here in this case, Sennacherib's and his generals said words that the Lord takes and uses them. He applies it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Here Matthew says the same thing. What was it? "A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering flax he will not quench." Speaking of something that's weak, fragile, breaks so easily. Now, aren't our lives something like that at times? Like that bruised reed? When we think of the first way we used to do things, so little of what we did, well, was not too sure and reliable. But then, the Lord Jesus Christ came by his Holy Spirit and opened our hearts. Here we are this afternoon, we read from his word, we're hearing what he has to say, but yet, there are occasions when we have to say we're prone to weakness and failure. I think of that hymn, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." And so we say, "Take my heart and take and seal it." But yet, I look at the scripture, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you be tempted." So easy to slip and fall, isn't it? We're being pressurized right, left, and center. We're being tempted here and there. by use of the word spiritual, you that are spiritual. That's those that are mature in faith. But some are mature in faith after a couple of weeks. Others, it takes months, even years. We find some older folk, mature, yes, yet a little child sometimes says words of truth, mature. But I'm reminded, let him who stands take heed lest he fall. So easy when we hear a report about a Christian saying this, doing that, we think, how? Why? So easy. But if we were in the same position, would we do any better? If we faced the same temptations, would we come out triumphant or would we fail? Well, on the other hand, there are some, sadly, about babes in Christ. They're saved, they're happy, but they don't seem to grow too much. They want to take all that one can give, but yet they give little in return. You've helped a lot of people, haven't you? Sometimes you find you're going back again and again and again. You're giving advice, you're praying, you're giving the counsel as best you know it, and your words are not being strictly listened to. Oh dear, what a shame. You see, a child always takes, Dad, please. But an adult, when you grow up, when you become mature, you don't take, you give. You give, and you give again. And what God gives you, you put out and you share. No need for any of us to be continually sick. For a bruised reed, he will not break. Fragile we may be. I think of that gentle way the Lord came to the woman of Samaria, as we find in John chapter 4. There was little, there was nothing he did not know about this lady's life. A life that needed changed, a life that needed to be transformed. She had immoral habits. It caused some to criticize. But Jesus, he gently came and he broke down any barriers that the lady might have had. He spoke to her so gently. And then he began to deal with her sin and the problems that she was facing. In the end, that lady became a great evangelist and went back to her home people and talked much about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, on another occasion, there was a woman taken in adultery. The scribes and Pharisees criticized the woman. But how did they know? Who were the people that was involved with the lady? What was it? Easy to point the finger. But that lady again was changed and transformed by the presence and the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. So gentle, so understanding, so faithful. Another weakness we might find is in our faith. Are our Christian walks always strong? Do we trust Jesus every day? Sometimes, let's be honest, we do forget. And at the end of the day, at the end of the week, we think, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have thought. But it just comes. It happens so easily. Like Peter, we're prone to come out and able to get out of the boat. We're able to go through mountains for the Lord. But other disciples were so fearful. Peter would like to die for Jesus on one occasion. But yet when he was with the crowd and the mob, he couldn't face him. The gentleness of Jesus. He looks at Peter, following Peter's denial. And when the two eyes met, Peter wept. But at the same time, God takes that bruised reed. He gets hold of Peter. And see the transformation after Pentecost when he ministers, as we read in the book of Acts, and thousands come to know the Lord. A bruised reed, yes, was Peter, but the Lord didn't take that bruised reed and cast it aside. He mended it and he's transformed it. Then sometimes we're a bit weak in our character. I saw a photograph today about Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and there were people being killed and churches being burned. However can they go through that? But yet at the same time, the Lord's had got ways of coming to people in such situations. If they would, people would come to us and say that we're not Christians, we wouldn't like it. But yet, let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, for he's always with us. Peter, always with the Lord, yet on another occasion he said one thing and did another. He wasn't consistent. But then the Apostle Paul faces him out on it. And we read this in Galatians, and he puts it right. Let's this week be strong in the Lord. Let us go out and strong for him. May people know that we're Christians by not only what we do, but the very smile in our face. Jesus didn't abandon friends when things didn't go wrong. And this we find weaknesses again in relationships. What of those two ladies in the Philippian letter, Eudio and Syntyche? We understand that they had a bit of a disagreement. It must have been something grave enough for Paul to bring it up and write about it. But he brought it out that we can all learn. Jesus never abandoned his friends. He always stood by them. There was an occasion I looked back and I was really in a big hole. But some friends came along and they helped me out of it. I still look on them as friends and we still talk to them. I can't forget those days, those times, those moments. Can't you think of something similar? Maybe early on in your Christian life, we are told that a man's foes will be of his own household. What was it like when you went home and said that you were a Christian? Some Christians, I think of a lady, her husband put her clothes out the door, didn't want to know her, but she stood strong. Haven't you done the same thing sometimes, been faced with all sorts of obstacles and even your own family? But now, that's a bit different. What too about the occasion when you're weak in body? I used to go into a garden, and what I did in an hour, I would go through it. I would work all morning and afternoon, but now, after an hour, too much. Weak in body, that we know so often. Many people have been bruised in body. Their minds have been scarred. What of that little child that sadly was taken and raped and abused? She never got over that trauma. So much so that when she went back home, she couldn't even take hold of her father's hand. The father was bruised too, because he would go to bed at night and he would cry, just wishing for that moment when his little child would come and hold his hand again. Bruised, sorrowful, broken. But remember, a bruised reed he will not break. That little girl went through fears and suspicion. Were there not times when you might have felt right out of it? Because maybe you felt that in your family you were the lowest of it all. Your siblings were treated a little bit better than yourself, and you felt that your parents, Your family didn't love you as you would have liked. Ah. And then later on, because of all of that trauma that you went through, you just couldn't face meeting people as you would like. You lacked the confidence. Oh, a bruised reed. Remember, the Lord you serve and the God you worship, He is with you always, and that bruised reed He will not break. That poor lady that had an issue of blood for 12 years, she was seen to be unclean. That man that had the withered hand felt useless in society. There was nothing he could do that he would like to have done. He would look around and he could see this and that, but he had to be a bit alone. But then the Lord Jesus came along and told him to stretch out his hand, and he did it. What two of the man who could say, "Lord, if you are willing, make me clean." And Jesus, with no hesitation, said, "I am willing, be clean." And the man was clean and pure and whole. Becoming a Christian, weak in faith sometimes, a bruised reed He will not break. Are you bruised? Are you fragile in life? Do you feel that at times? Years ago, a colleague of mine, I heard him singing. I've never forgotten the song that he sung, Eldon Corsi. Has fear and doubt come against your mind? Has your faith been sorely tried? Lift up your eyes, here cometh your help. It is Jesus, for you He has died. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Yes, He walks in the middle of the candlesticks. He's here to touch, to strengthen, to heal, and to make whole. But the text continues. A smouldering flax or a wick, a light that used to burn, He doesn't snuff it out. Was there a time when the flame in our lives burned a lot more bright than they do now? Was there a time when the glow of God was rich, but yet not now? Maybe there was too much work. Maybe there was just too much pressure. And sadly, the wick is going down. You can't say why. We're living in a world where the laws and the words of God are put aside. As I said earlier, people are around the cenotaph. Not many of them give time to the Lord. And some of them are passing laws that are abhorrent to our God. But yet, society creeps on us at times. Let us make sure that we always go by this book. In difficult times, but yet, whatever the cause, Jesus never snuffs out that wick. He comes with the Holy Spirit, and by the Holy Spirit, He trims off the rough edges and the dark spots, and He causes the flame to bright again. Jesus is so eager to move in hearts that are getting a bit fragile before Him. Back to Peter, sleeping when the Lord wanted him to pray. Peter was willing to fight for the Lord, taking up a sword and cutting off the ear of a servant. But on the other hand, when the Lord was facing the mob, Peter doesn't want to stray away too far. He goes and he stands by the fire. He could watch and he could see all that goes on. How easily to go with a crowd of convenience, eager to act at heart, but God wants to restore us and use us again. When the road is rough and steep, let's fix our eyes upon Jesus. When we are alone, he has power to keep. Let's fix our eyes upon him. So let's allow God the Holy Spirit to do as he wishes in all of our lives. Let that wick be strengthened and that flame to burn again, for a smoking flax he will not snuff out. There's too much of God's goodness in all of our lives. Let's share it. Sometimes you might think it's a useless word, but that useless word might be something profitable to a friend, a neighbor, someone you just meet in the shop. Maybe sometimes you're there and you feel you should pray for that person. Go ahead. Go ahead. You might be that individual that causes someone to turn to the Lord for the very first time. A smoldering wick, a burning flax. But notice the difference. The bruised reed, it's not a tree. The reed has no fruit to enjoy. At the end of the day, no flowers to give off a sweet scent. But yet, no bit of wood to staff, to carve into something beautiful. But the Lord takes hold of that. That smoldering flame. Remember, it's smoldering. The light is still there, but it's just dimmed a little bit. What consolation and strength there is for us all in these words. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Fill me with life anew. Fall afresh on me. Remember, a bruised reed he won't break. A smoldering flax he won't snuff out. There's still a use and a purpose. You might feel you're too young. You might feel you're too old. You might feel 1,001 things. But our God is ever near to bless and cheer. In the darkest hour, let's feel his power and his presence.